definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Good Wednesday, everybody. I think it's Wednesday. And welcome in to the First United Bank Studios for the End of the Bench. We'll take you up until noon today. Is that right? Noon? Or do we get up? No, we got to go to noon. 11:30 over on Double T 97.3 with the Rangers. So we'll take you up to noon until the bottom line. And have lots of things to do. We're going to tear it out today with baseball.
Oh, dear Lord.
How about that?
Yeah.
Series of 12 for baseball. First time.
And I'll be joining you that segment so I can prep a little here.
You got time. It's not like we're doing it now or anything like that. Hacks Collier and Lucas edition of the program. We want your thoughts, comments, and questions on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. And that is through the 100.7 The Score mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. Wanted to get a little breakfast this morning. Had plenty of time. Plenty of time. Because now we're trying to get back into some sort of normalcy. I swear these kids are never in school. Okay. Now they're finally in school again. And no baseball today. So I was like, I'm going to grab a little breakfast. You know, got a little time. Because the boy, you know, got to drop him up by 8:15. Dropped him off at 8:10. Okay. I go into the place. The elderly gentleman takes my drink order, brings me my drink, and I sit there for 20 minutes and...
Ooh, you have more patience than I do.
Don't get talked to by anyone. And I start to look around. I'm like... Okay, first off, clock's ticking. I'm going to be late. And then second of all, everyone's got their silverware in the little wrap thing. So there's no food leaving the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I said, adios, muchacho. And I offered to pay for the drink, and they were like, just go ahead, you're good.
Yeah. So they were just shorthanded, missing a cook or something?
I don't know. I heard a lot of clinking and clanking in the kitchen, but...
I thought you were going to just tell me people, like, left and just left you sitting there. But once you said silverware, I realized it wasn't necessarily...
Yeah, I was like, table, silverware. Nobody was getting their food, so... Then I bounced to the next place.
Yeah. And you're like that, in and out?
In line for 12 to 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like,
right?
It was one thing.
Yeah, well.
It was a breakfast. All I wanted was a breakfast burrito, man.
Usually when I go there for breakfast, it's not a problem. It's, hey, you're the only guy in line.
It's amazing. No one goes there for breakfast.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I don't mind going there.
And it's cheaper than anywhere else.
Yeah. Nope, I get right in line, get in and out of there. Nope, and it tastes just like the other place to me, so without saying all the places. I'm sorry you didn't get a good breakfast. Not the way you rephrased
it. I mean, it was okay.
A bigger breakfast, how about that?
It was okay. It's just, I don't know, I just couldn't move. Couldn't budge. How are you this morning?
Not bad. I wish I had a breakfast besides the little cardboard breakfast wafer things that I eat every single morning. But, you know, that's what lunch is for.
Wafers? Eventually.
Yeah, I can't remember. The Belvita or something like that. They're not necessarily the greatest breakfast, but they fill me up to get through the show.
Belvita, yeah.
Yeah, those little, you know.
Cinna crackers.
Yes, the little crackers. I get blueberry and cinnamon. Okay. Between those two things.
Lucas, what's up, man? Nice bear hat.
Thank you. I know every morning when I put it on, it's going to be a little topic of conversation. So
What is it from? Is it anything in particular?
So it's a YouTuber that I used to watch a long time ago. His name is George Janko. Used to run around with Logan Paul and Mark and all them. LA. It was there. He was popular on Vine back in 2014, but his company was Bubba Town, and he had a little teddy bear as the mascot. Okay. So I got this about seven, eight years ago. Yeah. So that's how long I've had this hat. So,
well, it helps. I never understood what it was. I didn't recognize the bear or anything like that. He looks like an Oregon State bear, which I know that they're not the Bears. We can just go ahead and shut that down.
You just failed the pop quiz.
Nope. Hey, I do that weekly or that daily Barstool pop quiz thing. I think I've told you about it. It's 9 questions. Got it right for the first, all 9 of them right yesterday for the first time.
Really?
It's everything. Music, movies. There's like a celebrity mashup. So it would be like the outside of your face and the inside of Lucas's face. You know, you got to figure out who the celebrities are. Yeah. You guys should partake. It's a good time waster for...
I've never been a huge Barstool fan, but they put together a fundraiser T-shirt for the policeman that was murdered, stabbed to death on the beat, and they put together a T-shirt fundraiser for he and his family. And so soon I'll be wearing a New York Yankees-looking T-shirt that says New York's Finest on there because I wanted to contribute. So that's the way I contributed.
I don't necessarily like much from Barstool. I did enjoy back during COVID when Dave Portnoy would just unbox stuff and people would send him their random stuff. So he would just do live streams of him unboxing random things. I found that weirdly intriguing. I don't necessarily like his shtick. I used to watch the pizza reviews. Thought that was kind of funny, but they have this thing called The Dozen, which is they basically have all the people at Barstool, their teams of 3, and they do a trivia contest. There's like 3 or 4 of them a week. They're seated.
How many employees do you think they have now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they have different locations. I mean, they have locations everywhere. I mean, they have some kind of control over the people that run the Twitter feed at Texas Tech, clearly.
Right.
So I don't even want to know how much that whole operation goes through, but there are a lot of people that do that trivia. So
they gamble so much, and they're just a bunch of yahoos.
Yeah. That's why this is a little different. It's controlled. It's just questions about sports. You can walk the dog and listen to the questions and get them right or get them wrong and listen to other people and realize you're not as bad at trivia as you think you are, even though sometimes it sounds like it on the radio. But not today. Trivia Free Wednesday.
I got a trivia question for you right now. Countries mentioned in the Polish national anthem. There's 1 mentioned negatively, 3 indirectly mentioned negatively, 1 mentioned just generally, and indirectly mentioned positively in the Polish national anthem. I'll let you answer that when we come back from headlines.
Google time.
Don't you step on that Google at all.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
The End of the Bench. Viva 73. I know you guys are talking baseball, but it looks like we're going to have an entire new basketball team next season.
All right, so let's go through it because... Here's the, as honest as I can be, I don't care at all about recruiting. When they get here is when I pay attention. For the most part, I don't care at all about the transfer portal. Now, for exits, for entries, I do care about the transfer portal because those are guys that I'll be covering.
Yeah.
My son right now currently knows more about the Texas Tech basketball roster. He's 12 years old than I do. So catch me up What's going on?
What's going on? Okay.
Because he said something about Cambridge.
Okay, yesterday.
A report.
Yes.
And that he was in the portal.
Well, I can tell you this. As of last night, Devin Cambridge and Damarian Williams were not in the portal, but it was reported they were expected to go into the portal. I know that's semantics, but it's the way you have to word it. They're not in the portal yet. Now, this morning, they could be in the portal. I can double check. But yesterday, neither one of them were in the portal. Are they obviously probably going to go in the portal? What's his name? Joe Tipton on 3 Sports, the Tipton Edit guy. He was the one that reported that Devin Cambridge was planning to go
really?
In the portal. Yes.
And that's then, out of everything that's happened, that's the only one that mildly surprises me.
Well, and he, I mean, again, you know, you take everybody's word for, especially in these situations, and especially depending on plenty of other situations after a season ends. But Devin Cambridge told Nathan Geese of the Avalanche Journal at the end of February he was going to be a Red Raider again.
Well, and he always looked... I had a chance to actually interview him. When a guy gets hurt and the season is over, you wait about a month and then you play a little catch-up just with that person for a pregame interview.
Yeah.
And we do a million pregame interviews and we have an hour-long pregame show. So, but you just do it once, you know, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, how you recovering?
How are things going?
You know, and he had some good information. He's like, you know, my sister went through this. She tore her ACL. She was a baller. She's actually helping me a lot get through this process. But he always had a smile on his face, and he always seemed to be extremely happy and had, a little bit of a leadership role, even not playing. And I really felt like he was satisfied and that he would be a great player for Tech next year. But again, that is not always the case. And, you know, you have handlers, you have managers, you have people that are kind of lurking in the shadows that don't really have to lurk anymore. You know, it used to be you could have the puppets, masters, you know, in the way in the shadows, and you never know who they were, and they were giving advice and they were telling this and they were saying it's going to cost this much to get my player to come to Oklahoma State. And that's, again, I talk about things I know, which are Big 12 and then Texas Tech and Oklahoma State and OU, and those are things that I know the most about. OSU would pay for a player every year. One player.
Yeah.
Then everybody else was on Scholly and just was a regular basketball player. But like there for a while, I mean, LeBrian Nash paid. Cobbins from Amarillo paid. Harris, I think. Anyway, one player a year would get paid. And, you know, things were done under the cloak of darkness. Now you don't have to do that anymore. So what I'm getting at here is there's so many people in these players' ears telling them they could do this here, or you could go to back to Arizona. You could play for the Wildcats and make this amount of money. I don't know. So, I mean, Damarian refused to go into the game twice. He ain't going to be a Red Raider. Kyron Lindsey didn't want to be here, basically playing because his parents want him to. He ain't going to be here. I mean, he's bound for an Indiana State type, I think, mid-major. Who else are we talking about? Pop, who knows?
Yeah. So, in all, if all of these guys enter the portal, and this goes back to Drew Steffi's scholarship as well, with graduations and everything, there should be 8 scholarships that need to be filled. Which is crazy, right? I mean, it's ridiculous to think that, but I just went back and I did this earlier.
No pressure, right?
Well, but it's I don't think there's reason to freak out that much because I'm looking at the 2018-19 men's basketball roster. And what did that team do? They played for a national championship, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm counting graduations and transfers. I think that team had at least seven people that it had to replace after that was over. The next year, at least six. The next year, at least six. The next year, at least six. With transfers and everything. Like, that's... So, this has been going on for quite some time here, right? And Alex Acorn, is that how you say his last name, that used to work at Texas Tech?
Yes.
Funny individual tweeted it out last night, something along the lines of, it's kind of like True Detective. I don't know who's going to be in the next season, but I'm going to be excited to watch
it. Oh, yeah?
And I tweeted out that the Texas Tech roster is a flat circle.
Yeah.
I mean... It's the rotation's been going on since the start of the national championship year. It's been like a revolving door. That's what made Chris Beard good at what he did. He was able to find all these people and churn and rotate a roster over like a junior college coach. And unfortunately, that's what it is.
He wasn't perfect at it.
No, he was not. And he was better getting people that weren't five stars, as we found out. That
every one of those guys, except for... TJ were not any good.
And they've been bouncing around just like everybody else at this point.
Vlad Golden's back in the
Well, he's probably just going to go to Michigan, right?
Mike Boynton's going to Michigan.
He is, really?
Yes. Oh, wow. As an assistant under Dusty May.
No, good for him.
What a pickup for Dusty May. You want to talk about a guy that would be perfect in that role? It would be him.
Yep.
Personable, connected, eight-year head coach in the Big 12, knows everybody. Gonna be perfect at a place like that.
And just to reiterate for the people that are on the chat line right now, I hate it. Damarian Williams, not Darian or D5. I think we should just call him D5 because if you say Williams and somebody just catches, they think Darian's going to. Darian Williams is still on the roster as of right now. The guy that you really want to keep that's left on the roster is still there. So no worries yet.
He's my number one, two, and three priority.
Yes, exactly. That's kind of going back to what you just mentioned a minute ago with Oklahoma State, making sure that they have a player that they make sure that they keep, they pay, or whatever. That's D5.
Yeah. Also, heard some crazy things about gambling debts when Marcus Smart, there's another cha-ching, Marcus Smart went to Oklahoma State, gambling debts being paid off from dads and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Do you see the guy that went in front of the Dallas City Council? And he's a pro gambler and he's got seven kids he's got to feed, and it was like, please legalize it. And I mean, it's we might have to get that audio.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
What's up, everybody? So glad you're here. It's Coolio with the flow back in your ear. Fantastic voyage today on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. Rest in peace. First United Bank Studio, Visual Edge IT Hotline is 806-771-0973. Yates Flooring Center chat line is through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Plenty of that to get to today, and it is presented by Happy State Bank. I've got the burning questions coming up, boys. One thing that you just did is going to come back to haunt you.
What?
Spelling of a word. We may have a mini spelling bee.
Oh, great.
To go for burning questions. One burning question on the chat line is if I've gotten into Parks and Rec. Yes, I love Parks and Rec. I've seen every episode. I just can't get as invested in the characters and watch it over and over and over again. Although I think The characters are brilliant. The writing's great. I love the way they shoot it because it's kind of like a mini office, how they shoot it. But I just can't get into it where it's on repeat like I have with The Office and Community. I just love them so much. There's a comfort level to The Office and Community that I just can't get in Parks and Rec. Although, when Tom Haverford does T-Pain in the...
That's one of the things you should.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about Parks and Rec. Sooner Lubbock says The Office sucks.
Whoa.
Wow. Blunt. Blunt and wrong. It's the greatest TV show of all time. Yeah. The American Office.
I don't know about that.
Okay, what is? I just started up there, Lucas. We'll start there with the questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
What's the greatest TV show of all time?
Does Breaking Bad count
as a
TV show? I mean, they're two different things. That's the problem.
I would agree with you that Breaking Bad is better than The Office. How about just like...
Sitcom?
Comedies.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to label those. Like, I include King of the Hill in this. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it's a cartoon, I think it's Scrubs. It's, you know, shows like that. With funny shows, The Office is number one.
Well, I will say this. I don't think...
Breaking Bad is just...
It's a different type of thing. So, but I enjoyed Breaking Bad more than this. I remember binge watching, like I was behind on it as well. And I caught up like that. And those episodes, not as many, but were definitely longer. I'm not qualified to do this because sitcom watching is not...
Full House for you. Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, Perfect Strangers. That was whenever I could watch sitcoms, you know, like Family Matters and all of that baloney. But I know
it's a rare condition.
this day and age.
Yeah.
to read any good news
on the newspaper page,
which doesn't even exist anymore, really. But I, you know, what I'm saying, with my job, watching sitcoms.
Yep.
Out the window. There's a reason I've never watched The Office. It's because I was working. So I'm not good at that, but I would pick Breaking Bad over it. But sitcom, laughing-wise, I'm all about it. South Park, I used to watch South Park all the time, but not anymore. Same thing with The Simpsons.
South
when
Park
I was younger,
is
I watched... Yeah, it's just... It's kind
terrible.
Of a vulgar... It's a little
awful.
Bit...
awful. It's terrible.
Current events, all that stuff was good whenever I... But I watched that in college, and then I watched it after that.
I did, too. I watched it when I was younger. I can't watch it
I
now.
Will say this. I did recreate a couple of local journalists in the form of...
South Park characters.
South Park characters yesterday while I was... Yeah. See if you can tell me who this individual is. This pop quiz hotshot. Who's this individual right here? Who's that? Can you tell me who that is?
Don Williams.
That's Don Williams.
That looks great.
Yeah, it's current events too because he's taking video with his phone.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Spell vacuum.
VACUUM.
Congratulations.
Yep,
I'm done. Lucas, spell accommodate.
ACCOMODAT.
That's correct, right?
Do it one more time.
ACCOMODATE.
Incorrect.
Two M's.
Oh, two. Yeah.
Two M's. ACCOMODATE. There you go. How many total wins for Tech Baseball? We do this about every day. We're doing tiers of 12 for baseball at 11.
Okay, so they have 26 games left. I will put, let's go with, I gotta get at least 8 more. So 18, we'll throw 18 wins onto what they have right now. So what do they have right now?
21.
So 39.
Blackjack?
39.
Okay. Do you tie and untie your shoes every time you take them on and off?
Do I have any shoelaces?
You don't have any laces. Yeah,
I buy shoes that don't have laces.
Slip-ons?
Yep, slip-ons. So, but I don't on the couple of pairs of shoes that I have. I keep them tied rather loose.
Do you still wear dress shoes? Like the rigid?
From time to time, not as much anymore.
Clip-clop.
I've gone rogue on television. I mean, no tie, just a sports coat. The pants that I'm wearing right now, I'm certainly not going to throw on some jacket that has words all over it or anything like that. Nothing obnoxious or crazy. Just a blue sports coat.
Did that happen?
No, I don't know. I was just referencing the chat line. If you're on the chat line, then you understand what I'm saying. But yeah, typically I'm wearing these tennis shoes on television. I wear dress shoes. I wore some dress shoes the other day, though.
For me, it really depends on the type of shoes. If I like the shoes, I will tie and untie them every time because there's a couple shoes that I don't want to ruin. And then if they're those shoes that I have on now, I just tie them once. I probably haven't tied these shoes in a couple of years. So
that's how I'm completely different with a lot of people. Shoes have a purpose. They're not to look good.
So where I'm different is one thing that helps anxiety and panic is putting your feet on the floor instead of having your shoes on. Mm-hmm. It's grounding yourself. It's just a little trick. So if you see me walking around in my socks, I'm having a bad day.
See, I don't.
So I end up then trying to slip them on fast, and I destroy the backs of my shoes.
Yeah, no, the backs of my shoes that have laces definitely are not in the greatest shape.
Collier is more blah than Jamie.
What? I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so. Oh, that's Red Raider 2 guns. Red Raider 2 guns doesn't like me. I'm not blah. What, because I don't like shoestrings? I have tons of shoes.
Love and tradition of the grand design. Family matters is greatness. It is wild that that show was out 40 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
30, 35.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not that old.
Right.
I am old. I am blah.
And I could give you every word to that song.
Song, yes.
The brain is wild, isn't it? How it can store
useless information.
Useless stuff. But maybe if you need to pull something that's important,
nope. Like spelling accommodate.
Hack's not sure what service it's on, but Arrested Development is.
It is.
Yeah, I've watched that as well. Very good show. Very good show. All right, more from the chat line when we come back. And then baseball tiers of 12 at the top of the hour on the score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's a Wednesday edition of the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score. We're in the First United Bank Studios, the Visual Edge IT Hotline, 806-771-0973. And this is our final hour. We'll take you up until noon and hand you off to the bottom line, fellas. Rangers and Rays today on Double T 97.3 afternoon baseball as Josh Young begins the healing process with the fractured wrist. Very unfortunate. He's got an injury bug. It needs to quit. Have you heard about the soon-to-come cicada invasion?
John Cicada or cicadas? Do we have any John Cicada over there on the hot? No? Okay. We'll work on that.
On the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Find it.
Yeah. We might find
what, it. What, can you name one John Cicada song?
I could, if I heard it, maybe. But yeah, off the top of my head, I'm proud to say no, I don't.
I know one.
Yeah. You want to sing it for us?
It's really, really hard to sing.
Wow.
My voice can't get that high.
That high.
But it, it's, to make it through the day without you.
Yeah, that
remember
one.
That?
Yeah.
I can't. Something.
Yeah.
That's a great song. We got to get that, Lucas, out of the next break. Okay? John Cicada.
Just another day without
just
you.
Just another day without you. Beto! Oh, man. He is so tore up. And I was going through a breakup, too. Sarah Esslinger. I remember my first love. And John just sit there. Oh, golly. I love that song.
Well, it's the invasion is coming. But enough about the cicada invasion, the cicada invasion.
Yeah, it's like millions of cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. There's only one cicada. It's
and
John.
John.
That's John, dang it.
What? I'm saying it wrong? Cicada?
It's cicada.
It's cicada.
Cicada.
Uh-oh, Lucas.
Lucas? Like, he's like, I'm done. I was done listening to you guys 10 minutes ago.
He's looking down like, don't get me involved in this.
It's cicada, right?
I thought it was cicada.
I'm pretty sure it's cicada.
Or a locust.
Locust. Yeah, there we go. Let's just go with locust. That's what you
have
said,
you
right?
Have you heard about the locusts? That was a cheap shot.
What?
Because I say one
oh, no,
vowel it's wrong, and now you've put me saying locusts. Man, I can't wait for the invasion of the locusts. But it's like every 20 years.
Yeah.
You get like millions of...
They're coming here?
John Cicadas.
He wishes he was around every 20 years.
Oh.
Are you clipping us this? It's not going to get any better than this, I don't think.
I don't think so. Yeah. This is a great way to start. So you haven't heard about this?
I have not.
All right, I got to look this up. The John Cicada invasion. Have you seen the Cicada Killers?
That was a horse
Have
name.
You seen those?
No, I haven't. I don't even know how to... This is the word you should have had to spell the last hour.
All right, here we go. Cicadageddon. I'm still going with cicada. Insect invasion will be biggest bug emergence in centuries. This is just right along with trillions of evolution's bizarro wonders. Red-eyed periodical cicadas that have pumps in their heads and jet-like muscles in their rears are about to emerge in numbers not seen in decades and possibly centuries. Crawling out from underground every 13 or 17 years with a collective song as loud as jet engines, the periodical cicadas are nature's kings of the calendar. I'm
sounds
not
like,
making this up.
Sounds like you at a Chinese restaurant in Orlando is what it sounds like.
No, that was... Ah!
Well, there was something about violent
mm-hmm.
posterior muscles or something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
This is periodic cicadas don't do subtle. If you're fascinated by the upcoming solar eclipse, the cicadas are weirder and bigger, said Georgia Tech biophysicist Saad Bamla. We have trillions of these amazing living organisms coming out of the earth. All right.
Did you know? My wife told me about this.
I can't resist.
That Delta has a flight that is following the path of the eclipse.
Hadn't heard that.
So you're going to basically be like in dark on your flight. I don't know how that works, but I'm not going to be on the flight. But apparently there is a flight from Austin to Detroit that will follow it.
All right, let's tear it out. I got tears in my eyes. Tears of 12! All right, from the top, K-State 1. Oklahoma State 2, because they can really pitch. Texas 3. OU 4. Middle tier. Kansas 5. West Virginia 6. UCF 7. TCU 8. Texas Tech 9er. New tier. Baylor 10. Cincinnati 11. BYU 12. Houston 13. Iowa State 14.
I was like, wait a minute. Give me one of Tim Tadlock's sayings besides be where your feet are and separating balls
water
and strikes.
Water the tree.
Water the tree. Okay, well, let's we'll start at the top, and it's the water the tree. And I did follow the Big 12 standings a little bit here. I agree with you. They're probably not the number one team, but in the Big 12 right now they are, and they've lost two to West Virginia and beaten everybody else. So I'll go OU 1 in the Water the Tree tier, followed by Kansas State at 2, Texas at 3. The separating balls from strikes tier is Oklahoma State 4, West Virginia 5, Kansas 6. I have UCF at 7, TCU at 8 because they played the upper-tier teams in their series, so they're in front of the Red Raiders, who have one series win over BYU. The be where your feet are because you're not playing great baseball right now. Baylor at 10, Cincinnati 11, BYU 12, and Houston 13.
Those are your tiers of 12. You are correct on your pronunciation, is what people are saying.
Let's
on the chat line.
Got something right. Vacuum and cicadas.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, get your questions in, if you'd like, to the Gates Flooring Center chat line. We've got one more segment, and we'll hand it off to the bottom line. It's the First United Bank Studios where we're at today. You can ask me questions about my mustache that I carved out yesterday. Yeah, nobody said a word. You know, that's the way it goes when you hang out with Feathered and Lethal over here.
It's just because it changes. Like, I didn't, you know, give it a couple of days. You might get tired of it. A
couple of hours.
Yeah.
It might be gone. There went Heavy Legs Woodman. He just walked by.
He's got some hair going right now. He needs a haircut.
Yeah, he does. You know who cuts his hair, though?
No.
Megan.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
That's a good route to go.
Mustache hacks, horse name. I pushed on witchcraft paraphernalia.
Yeah, you took that from me. I just went with hat trick Mahomes, just for convenience sake. There was hot dog legs. I like that one, too. But I just went with the...
Biblical battery is one I pushed on. Oh. Now I got Cameron starting to drive that thing. It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
It's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
It already clicks and clacks down the highway. All right, bench warmers, start bench cut. Eric Gutierrez, Hunter Hargrove, and Cam Warren.
Oh, man. That's tough. I'm going to start Goot since he was the start of everything. And he's kind of boring and blah like me, apparently. I'm going to go Cam on the bench to liven everything up. And I guess I'm cutting Hunter. That's tough.
Well, there's one guy that I think will have his name on the stadium.
It's the guy that I'm starting.
It's the guy that you're starting.
Yeah.
I don't know what timetable that is, but I think he joins those names that are already up there. I got to call games against Goot, but he was before my time as far as being here. My favorite Red Raider baseball players, one and two, are John McMillan and Cam Warren. So I'm starting Cam Warren. And I got Eric Gutierrez on the bench. And it's just because I love Cam. And then Hunter Hargrove I'm putting in the bowling league, because he's rolled a perfect game before a 300. I love all those guys.
I know. That's not.
That's a really, really tough one. But Cam and I are tight. It's that Okie bond.
Just an FYI, I just got confirmation. Another one. You want to play the...
Body?
Yep. Lamar Washington has officially entered the portal. Yeah. As has DeMarion. Still no official in for Cambridge, but DeMarion and Lamar are both in the portal.
Yeah, none of it surprises me. I mean, Lamar can't shoot. I love Lamar, though. I mean, he works his tail off. He's constantly working on his shot that I've seen. I've seen him work after games. Game's over, he comes out and he's working on his shot. You go in the gym, go in the Womble, he's working on a shot. To me, he seems like he's a good kid. He's kind of a tweener, and he can't shoot. And he played so much more. He played so much fewer minutes this year than I ever thought he would. I thought he'd be like a sixth man type.
Yeah.
Seventh or eighth man, not 10th or 11th man.
And he goes back to one of your guys that you mentioned before. Fired.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And that's not. Or how about we're going in a different direction? How about that? I mean, and it's better. It's a mutual thing because he's going to get more minutes wherever he goes, Portland State, wherever the place might be. That's where, I mean, UNLV potentially, right? There's the connection there. Is there not? I don't know that that's where he'll end up, but obviously he has a connection. I don't think so either.
I don't think he can play at the level of that UNLV.
No, that's what
requires.
But I'm saying he's going that direction. Obviously, there would be a connection there, but I agree. It would be a little bit lower.
I mean, I'm thinking like Utah Tech.
Yeah.
Something like that.
At this point, though, as long as you're getting to play.
Well, it's not the worst thing in the world. Go back closer to home, get your education paid for, probably get a few dollars for your NIL.
Get on the court all the time.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a better situation.
Yeah.
Bullfighter, Haximus, how's the workout coming along? Terribly. I had an avalanche of life come at me, and I can't walk more than a half mile, maybe, without my back going into a complete disaster area. So, unfortunately, Bullfighter and everyone out there, we're stuck in neutral on the workouts. I'm going to have to find something, some kind of treatment, because my back is done. What is really going on? I'm starting to get worried with this basketball team and everybody leaving. Today's basketball is happening. I have no worries. I don't have one butterfly. I don't have 1 ounce of concern. It's hardcore turnover, and everybody thinks the grass is greener elsewhere. Some places, again, some decisions, it's, hey, thank you for your time. Please clear out your locker and enjoy your next stop. Some places it's, hey, coach, I think I can get this here. They've offered me this here. The free agents that are going to be out there in the portal are going to be able to just take those. It sucks because you can't ever attach on to a personality like you did Keenan, Justin, Zach, on down to Norrence, on down, you know. You can't ever get yourself attached to those guys because they're everyone leaves. But unfortunately, with the way it's constructed, this is the way it's constructed. And so don't worry about it. it's going to be fine, and this is happening everywhere.
And it's happened here for years. I mentioned it earlier in the show. You go all the way back to even the national championship year after national championship game year, then on. Now, I'm counting graduation as well, but there was more portal people. And it's been seven or six all the way through until this year. I mean, it's been a revolving door every single season here. Now, this one has, I think, one or two more now, but some of these names that we're mentioning, you probably shouldn't concern yourself with, like Lamar Washington, like Damarian Williams, who, again, scored 2 points this year, and clearly, you know, they were not on the same page. He didn't want to play. He only played 19 minutes. Those are numbers like Jack Francis probably got close to as many minutes as
it was DeMarvin. More productive.
So there are two players there. And again, I love some of the stuff that Lamar Washington did, but you're not necessarily losing a big piece with those two people. Right?
No.
So that's one person right there, essentially, is what those two. There are other parts I totally understand. I totally understand being concerned about Devin Cambridge leaving. I totally understand Pop Isaacs, your one, because that was your leading scorer. I get it. But like you said, that's what it is right now.
Ax, let's say, hypothetically, of course, you received a cease and desist order for the phrase, adios muchacho, what would your backup home run call be? Be something very generic. I don't know what it would be, but you better not take my adios, muchacho. I've got towels and T-shirts. All right. Hacks, I've not been able to tune in until now. How worried were you about yesterday's game? That's from Juan. Juan, it was a wild feeling, because I was extremely worried. At 15-7, you were two runs away from run ruling them, and I felt like you were closer to losing to them because they caught fire, your offense went away, and you had no pitching left at the end. Wild feeling, but that's how I felt. I was very worried and thrilled when Tech won. Thanks for listening today. Bottom line is next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.